I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town.
It's not hard to find Christmas music on the radio dial in St. Louis. After all, two radio stations in the market break their regular format to play it 24/7. And despite only getting airtime for less than 2 months out of the year, countless artists record holiday songs. Well, today we're going to play some Christmas songs, but with a unique angle. Some of the best holiday songs recorded by artists from St. Louis. Now through December the 24th, two senior music writers for the Riverfront Times, Kristen Schaefer and Roy Kasten, are writing about these top holiday songs. And joining us now, Kristen Schaefer. Hi, Kristen. Happy holidays.
Hi, Steve. Thanks.
Are you in the spirit yet?
We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. It's getting colder out. I think it's time.
You know, I actually met a friend for lunch today in University City, and I walked by the Chuck Berry statue. And when I think about musicians from St. Louis, he's, you know, got to be one of the first ones that come to mind.
It doesn't get much bigger than Chuck Berry. And the sort of marvel that we're able to go see him once a month at Blueberry Hill, people not from St. Louis kind of don't believe that we have a legend in such close range to us.
Right. He's still going strong, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Well, what we just heard was Run, Rudolph, Run, which most people would recognize. But you brought along a Chuck Berry song that either I'd never heard or sure don't remember.
Sure. So Run, Rudolph, Run came out in 1958, was actually a B-side to Merry Christmas, Baby, which is a song many people have covered. But the song I'm going to play for you, or have you, the song we'll talk about now is called Spending Christmas, which was a song he recorded around about 1965. As far as I can tell, it was never officially released until many years later on anthologies. But whereas Run, Rudolph, Run really plays into what we think of a Chuck Berry song, like it's got that kind of Johnny B. Goode lick to it, Spending Christmas is a little slower, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more nostalgic in his take on a holiday song.
If I could only spend this Christmas with those I love and long to see, somewhere where pretty lights are glowing, Noel around the Christmas tree, I'd help to wrap the Christmas presents and spread the goodies on the tree. Bake the cakes and roast the turkey, or sit with children while they play. If I could only hear bells ringing.
I really like that one. I'm surprised that I'd never heard that before.
And like I said, Run, Rudolph, Run is the big Chuck Berry Christmas song, and this one was tucked away in his catalog, rediscovered years later. But I think of it as kind of Chuck Berry's I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's that that kind of nostalgic sentiment. It's he's far away from home, far away from his loved ones, and all the things he mentions missing about spending Christmas at home. Just kind of a sweet sentiment, and just a little bit of a different Chuck Berry than we're used to.
I've been there. I can relate to that.
All right.
Kristen, you and Roy Kasten are writing this series of, or highlighting these songs for the Riverfront Times. Tell me, what was the idea behind all this?
Well, a few weeks ago, Roy and I had counted down what we thought were the 100 most essential songs about St. Louis. We had started a big list and whittled it down to about 100 songs that we thought were truly essential. And obviously, Chuck Berry comes pretty high on that list, but everybody from Nelly all the way through all kinds of artists who had sung songs about St. Louis or had written songs in St. Louis, lived here, performed here. And we were kind of in the spirit of kind of telling St. Louis's story through its songs. Roy and I are both big fans of Christmas music. We're both big fans of local music. And so we were still in the list-making mode, sort of. So we thought doing 12 days of St. Louis Christmas would be a good way to celebrate some of these somewhat lesser-known tracks from St. Louis artists.
And you're doing this online as a different song every day?
We are, every day on the Riverfront Times music blog.
You know, you said you narrowed it down to 100. I don't know. I was almost surprised there were that many to begin with.
We started with 300 possible songs, and that's everything from any mention of St. Louis to songs by famous St. Louisans. And again, this was not for the Christmas countdown, but for the larger mm-hmm. songs of St. Louis. And this just kind of, the Christmas countdown is obviously a much smaller, much more manageable version of that list. But we really like telling that story of the history of St. Louis through its songs. And what I like about the songs we're talking about today, they're all original compositions. They're not just covers of Jingle Bells or Silent Night or what have you. These are songs that were written by St. Louisans, performed by St. Louisans, and try to hit on a little bit of what they think about the holiday season.
Well, this next one I think was co-written by a St. Louisan who I didn't know, Donny Hathaway actually lived here for part of his young life.
Right. He was born in Chicago, but raised in the Carr Square neighborhood. In the near north
like
side.
East of Jefferson, south of Cass.
Right, yeah. Right. And went to Vachon High School, and his grandmother, Martha Pitts, raised him, and she was a gospel singer in St. Louis. And so he received a lot of his early musical education in St. Louis, even though he ended up moving to Washington, D.C., and on from there to become what I think is one of the best soul singers ever. And this song, and This Christmas, which was his big Christmas hit, really his only Christmas song, was one of his first big singles before he started recording duets with Roberta Flack and making kind of his own mark. This was his first big cut.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
And that's Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. We're talking about Christmas songs with St. Louis ties with Christian Schaefer. And Donny Hathaway did not have a long career.
He did not. He sadly committed suicide in 1979. And
that know why?
I don't. You know, I don't know if there was a history of depression there or not. I really don't know the whole story. But in fact, his suicide is sort of slightly up for debate. I think there was some confusion whether or not. But I think it's fairly well established. He did end his own life. But that was in about a 10-year span. That song, This Christmas, came out in 1970. He ended his life in 1979. Within those 10 years, though, put out great, great records. Again, I mentioned the Roberta Flack duets. He's very well known for that. And really, his career was continuing to bloom as he ended his life. And kind of a sad note to think of a great song like this. But This Christmas is, if you're a soul or R&B artist putting out a Christmas record, I think you are by law mandated to cover This Christmas. It has become such a standard.
Yeah, I think it's a rule. It's one of my favorites, that's for sure. Let's talk about a local band that I understand, and you need to tell me about them. They make a point to record a lot of Christmas music. Tell me about Rough Shop.
Rough Shop is a local kind of folk Americana band, and they have just put out their second Christmas-related album, and it's called Lit Up Like a Christmas Tree. Just came out this year. And this is, again, their second release, and they have written a lot of original Christmas songs. They do some covers, but their covers even are ones that they really dig out of the stack, so to speak.
What kind of band are they normally?
They're normally in the kind of folk Americana vein, where they play, kind of traditional music in that way, very inspired by various strains of American music. And the two main songwriters are named Andy Plouffe and John Wendland, and they both just have this seemingly endless store of songs about Christmas. And each year they do a big show, kind of a pageant-like show for the Christmas holidays. And again, they've just released their second record called Lit Up Like a Christmas Tree that really focuses on their original songs about the holiday.
We're going to hear Just Because It Was Christmas. What do you like about it?
This was from their first Christmas record. It's the title track to it. And it really hits this, what I like about all these songs we're talking about, there's this common thread of nostalgia that goes through a lot of Christmas songs, I think. And I think for people who are adults, you know, I think we think of Christmas as kind of a kid's holiday in some ways. But when adults get their hand at singing Christmas songs, I think there's a recurring theme of going back to the way they were when things were a little bit more simple. And I think just because it was Christmas hits that sweet spot for me.
Just because it was Christmas, there was a perfect snow. Just because it was Christmas, we watched the whole world glow. Just because it was Christmas, there were wishes made all about lots of bright things, all about bright days.
That's Ref Shop. We're talking about Christmas music with Christian Schaefer, music that was either composed or performed by people with St. Louis ties. And while not traditional, I don't know, there's something about that I'd really like.
Yeah, there's this kind of a jangle to it, kind of like an old bird song. But, you know, you'll hear sleigh bells in there, and that kind of does recall a little bit of the Christmas music. But really, I like that song so much for its sentiment and that idea of memory and that nostalgic pull that Christmas has for a lot of us.
Tell me about Cassie Morgan.
Cassie Morgan is a local singer-songwriter. She works also kind of in the folk vein. And her band, Cassie Morgan and the Lonely Pine, has been out, put out records for a couple years now. And the song we're going to hear is called Fields of Snow. It's her and Beth Bambara, who's another local singer-songwriter. Cassie is from Bonney, Illinois, not too far from here. And she uses this song to talk a little bit about growing up there and this idea of Christmas in her hometown. But also, again, that these Christmas songs have some kind of pull on our memory and kind of create a bubble around the madness of everyday life. I think Christmas songs kind of make that kind of a safe place for that.
Douglas firs and Norway spruce light up the bonny sky, whistling through fields of snow our own a holy night. Outside the church where hallelujahs fill the air, I find myself distracted by the tinsel in your hair. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy night. Oh,
that's Cassie Morgan and Fields of Snow. We've been talking with Christian Schaefer, who, along with fellow reporter Roy Kasten, have been writing about St. Louis Christmas songs with St. Louis ties for the Riverfront Times. And you've got a few days to go. You've been doing this countdown.
Yeah, right, the 12 days of Christmas, so to speak. So we got a couple more days on the Riverfront Times music blog. We've been picking songs and writing about them. Again, songs, you know, by St. Louisans that have a Christmas feel to them.
Any that we didn't have time to listen to that are your personal favorites?
Oh, there's plenty that we didn't get a chance to go into. One we'll be talking about is The Temptations' Let It Snow, which is sung by Dennis Edwards. He was joined The Temptations in 1968. He's a St. Louis native, still lives in St. Louis to this day. And he takes the lead on this song. Kind of a nice gospel-y version of it.
Well, okay, before we listen to that, we just want to wish you and yours a happy holiday and all the best in the new year. Christian Schaefer, the Riverfront Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home, slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so.
That's The Temptations, Let It Snow, featuring St. Louis vocalist Dennis Edwards. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about the first night New Year's Eve celebration in Grand Center. And in our next installment of Soundbites, produced with Sauce Magazine, we'll take a look at the year of 2014 in food and drink. We'll also talk with St. Louis Public Radio arts and culture reporter Nancy Fowler about eight things that changed in the arts in St. Louis this year. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk about the importance of preserving family stories and about how the Granny Annie Family Story Celebration encourages young writers to do so. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Erica Smith, and engineered by Aaron Doerr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and hope you'll join us next week.
Let it snow. Let it snow.